Radio Prague News.
The Czech government has condemned the recent wave of rocket attacks carried out by militant organizations in the Gaza Strip. The Interior Ministry reports a steep rise in the number of foreigners applying for Czech citizenship, and the popular and widely respected Czech actor Otakar Brusek has died at the age of 89. The Czech government has condemned the recent wave of rocket attacks carried out by militant organizations in the Gaza Strip. A statement published by the Czech Foreign Ministry on Friday says the Czech Republic supports the ongoing peace negotiations and the diplomatic efforts of U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. We're convinced that only direct talks can lead to a solution which would secure peace and stability for both nations long term, the statement says. The Interior Ministry reports a steep rise in the number of foreigners applying for Czech citizenship, according to Friday's edition of the Daily Lidové Noviny. The rise is being attributed to the change of legislation, which now allows dual citizenship. In January of this year, the number of applicants was four times higher than in the same period last year, and the February figure was eight times higher at 1,226 applicants. Last year, the Ministry granted citizenship requests to 947 Ukrainians, 176 Poles, 176 Vietnamese, and 142 Russians. The popular and widely respected Czech actor Otakar Brusek has died at the age of 89. Mr. Brusek was a member of the prestigious Vinohrady Theatre in Prague, which he joined in 1959. Despite his advanced age, he still appeared in the Czech version of the play Yes, Mr. Prime Minister, which premiered in 2005. In 1996, Otakar Brusek received an award for his contribution to Czech dubbing, and a few years ago he received the Thalia Prize for his long-life contribution to Czech theatre. The man charged with the murder of influential businessman and Social Democratic Party regional politician Roman Hoska claims he was unaware of the victim's identity. The killer, who reportedly fired four shots at Hoska at the height of a violent quarrel, turned himself in on Thursday. He told the police he only learned of the victim's identity from media reports. The police say there is no question that the man is the culprit, since in his testimony he revealed facts that could only have been known to the murderer. The police in South Bohemia are reported to have cracked down on a drug smuggling ring operating at one of the Vietnamese open-air markets close to the border. A police spokeswoman said officers confiscated a kilogram of crystal methamphetamine with a street value of approximately 1 million crowns, which was bound for Germany. The gang reportedly sold drugs to German and Austrian tourists and also smuggled drugs across the border themselves in small quantities. There is still a nationwide search on for several members of the gang, but the gang leader, a woman, was reportedly detained in the crackdown. A bus carrying a large group of school children to a sports event crashed near the West Bohemian town of Plzeň around midday on Friday. 10 of the children suffered light injuries, mostly bumps and bruises, and were taken to hospital for a checkup. According to police sources, the accident happened when the bus driver drove too close to the side of the road in order to give an oncoming truck more space and overturned into a ditch. A breathalyzer test proved negative. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.